All right, welcome to your mastermind on October 18th, 2023. We are in the midst of eclipse season. Either you're really feeling this energy one way or another, or you're not, but anyone I've talked to is feeling it one way or another. So,
certainly. I am. Hey, Prema, you mentioned about your sound. I can hear you, but it does sound like, I don't know if it's on a different sound setting.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Yep.
So 1 second.
You're just muted.
How is my sound now that I'm unmuted? Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello.
I can hear you. It's just like there's a cloud around your speaking. It's just a.
That is really weird.
Actually, the cloud is over your head, I think.
Oh, should have cleared. No,
I can hear you fine, though, on my end.
Okay, so maybe it's me.
All right, Rebecca. Okay.
All right, I'll take it. It's fine.
Okay. Karen, you can hear me okay? Okay. All right, Rebecca, fix your sound over there, girlfriend.
Okay, I'll do it.
Unplug your headset and plug it back in or something. Okay.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Okay. When in doubt, reboot. Reboot your life, reboot your headset, whatever. Okay, we're done messing around. We'll get going here. All righty. So, yeah, it's a rock and roll period of time. Some of you are creating amazing things during this time. Some people in my family are creating amazing things. And as I'm some people are feeling stressed. Some people are having old stuff come up. Some people are having new stuff come in, you know, every which way you want to roll with this. It's going to deliver uniquely to you. What I'm reminding my clients and my, who I've been talking to and my family who have new interesting fun stuff coming in is, timelines get bumped during this time, so don't let that discourage you about things. That's just because, you know, you have to remember everybody else is dealing with a bunch of things shifting, you know, during this time. So having said that, I know some of you, a couple of you anyway, are not here for that long. I'm just going to jump right in with you, okay? So whoever wants to hop on and bring whatever you're bringing, let's rock and roll here.
Okay. Well, I feel like I've gotten probably all the sides of the eclipse energy, a lot of good and, you know, some moments. Today feels more like a little bit going through molasses and timelines, and I'm just rolling with it. I was celebrating yesterday going back to the clearing the beliefs with the chakras practice.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And connecting that to what came up in the eclipse energy for me, another continual path about cleaning and clearing and organizing in the dang Saturn that's in the 12th house or whatever. And so, yes, I'm just going to continue with that practice. And I think is it because of, I mean, partly that Saturn and I have like the Taurus grounded and the Muse wants to hold on to everything, like all of those energies that I'm just always continually working with. Let go, just let it go. If it's not presently needed, let's just make space so I can think and create.
So what you're talking about, and of course, what anyone is ever bringing in this beautiful community, there's something in it for everyone. What you're talking about is over-attachment. And we all have over-attachment in some way or another. And if we aren't attached at all, we don't have the ability to attach. We don't love and care for others and pets and the planet and all the things. So you have that lovely Venus, which is our planet of the greatest attachment possible. You have that lovely Venus, you know, in your fourth house in Libra. You know, I had an exalted Venus, heads of Venus type, Karen's got a strong Venus. You know, this also makes us, you know, the empaths and things we are. But this, you also are such a strong moon type, and which is beautiful. I mean, that Rohini, and it's in the nakshatra of Rohini, which is very attractive on many levels. And of course, it's the queen, and we can get into the overgiving and all those things that can happen there as well. I noticed this with, you know, Cancer ascendants. There is, and with a super strong moon, and that moon is in Taurus. Taurus is also very attached. You know, that's another home of Venus. So, yeah, so you've got strong attachment. So let's celebrate what that's so great for. I mean, you take care of your people. That's a beautiful thing, you know. You do like to hold on to stuff a little bit, a lot, you know, but, you know, not near as, I mean, it's not like you're a hoarder or anything, you know. But the other part of this is that makes you so sensitive to the fact of when you're carrying things that, whether it's clutter or too much in your schedule or whatever it is, that is weighing you down and robbing you of your freedom. You've got that real strong Mars, you know? And so that's kind of the, you know, you get into the push pull of that. And if you weren't as aware as you are, you know, if you weren't such a, you know, conscious visionary, you might just be numb to that, but you really are aware of the fact that, look, everything that I carry, everything that I have, relationships, stuff, food in my car, whatever it is, it's an energetic exchange. And is it feeding me, or is it sucking from me? Is it draining me? You know? And so then, you know, that Saturn and the mystic Saturn K2 in your 12th house, you know, Saturn K2 is really all about letting go. That's the biggest letting go. It's a very yogini kind of yoga, but you have it in the house of, in a mental placement. I have it. Not everyone has that, by the way, but I just happen to attract people with that because I have it. It's a very yogini kind of an aspect. It's where we're willing to be detached. That's the highest. That's that planetary combination, interestingly enough, has the most capacity for detachment. But you have it in your 12th house of spirituality, which is a place that we practice detachment, right? You have it also in Gemini, which is a very mental place, you know, where I like it. You know, I'm just giving you an example. I have it in Capricorn. I have it in the 5th house. I have it in a grounded, practical place. Like, you know, I don't like a lot of stuff around, you know? So it plays out differently in this way, where you're good at clearing the mind clutter, you know? And communication, you know, the Gemini type things, and you do that very beautifully in your work, but it's a little bit, that's a little bit harder on that grounded, practical level for you. So, what's the big thing that you want to shift, change, or create as far as that goes right now? Everyone else think about that, just that question right now around detachment. What's like the area that you really want to become more detached in?
The main area is physical stuff, papers, could go through the clothes again, you know, just the stuff around the house.
Okay. And you've been working on this for years. So currently what, I can tell you, well, what is your current biggest block around it right now?
Committing to time, to procedures, to keeping it all up and moving.
Yeah. So, you know, I could tell you on a strategic level, and, you know, me, I'm a master at this, you know, you pick one thing, create a process around it, and then just stick with the process, and then move on to another thing, clear it up, and stick with the process around it. And you know, and I think you have you think it's going to take more time than it takes.
Yes.
And that's part of the belief clearing that needs to happen, because it actually... You waste so much time thinking about how much time it's going to take.
Yes.
You could just be doing it instead.
And then I make it take more time even when I'm doing it because I assume it's going to take all day. And so I make it take all day.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. This is a simple practice. And yeah, you probably need to do some clearing on this, but just so that I can give you something now. And if this is resonating for anybody else, like go with this. Number one, the fact that you're doing the chakra clearing, that's fabulous. Because what you clear on the inside will manifest to clearing on the outside. And you do have some inner stuff to work with around this. And even physically. But on the other level, I would do some conscious creation around this. Where you really, and you can do, you know, go through the conscious creation process. You know the conscious creation module very well. I'll just lay it out super simply. You know, you're going to, what's the intention? Oh, the intention is that I, you know, have things are, you know, my place, my physical space is clear of clutter, and I have really simple, effective systems to keep it that way. I mean, I'm just making some stuff up here, okay? But that's, so get the intention, okay? And how's it going to feel? It's going to feel quite light and freeing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's that going to make possible for you?
Be able to focus on the creative projects I want to put out in the world.
Great. And so you want to, you know, really drop into that intention and that feeling around that. And then you've got to notice whatever blocks are coming up. And then I would get in and do, you know, some clearing processes around whatever's coming up around that. But I, for you, because you've done a lot of work on this, I would spend more time just energetically really aligning with the feeling of a clear space and how wonderful that feels. So you're rewiring your energy around this whole thing, around time and how much it's going to take. Instead of you're thinking of that, you're just like, whew, this is awesome. I have a client who is working on this whole clutter thing, and she's got it really, 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 really bad, and it's just kind of gotten to work on it. And we've had to do some clearing for her, but also got her really working with the conscious creation around it. And for her, she's got some mountains to climb. It's not happening overnight, but what she has just found, because I'm just like, let's just be easy about it, is that she's just in process with, like, everywhere she goes, she's just in process with it, which feels very different than being in resistance about it. Mm. But spending more time, you know, just really working on paving the energy that it's, you know, it's easy breezy, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, it's really useful.
And then there's a whole other piece of this for you, which is then sometimes you want to just do the creation. Well, you just move the shit aside and just do it. You know, sometimes you just have to do that too. It's kind of a combination of both. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not letting that be the thing that.
That does, because that is also happening too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a combination of both. Okay.
Okay. Great.
And you know, as I always say, get help with anything, you know, and I mean, like, you know, physical help, you know, and I know you don't think somebody else can clear it or clean it, but if there is, do it.
Yeah. Even if they're just standing here and saying, where does this go? Where does this go? And making me do it.
Exactly. You know, you know, or pointing, you're telling them, you know, okay, mm-hmm. you set up the system, you know, here, that goes there. Okay. You know, what about this one? Okay. Yeah. Make it a party, you know?
Yep.
How much can we get done before this song? You know, I mean, you just gotta work with this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Let's make it a little bit more fun. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Who else wants to hop on? Karen.
I'll go.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey. So, my closing is scheduled for the 31st.
Woohoo. Congratulations. And,
There's things about the inspection that need attention. And so I've been really doing a lot of focusing on, like, lots of light, like healing the house, you know,
just good, like good, good, good.
Seeing it as whole, and, you know, that the seller is going to be, the seller's also the flipper, the guy, he's the real estate agent, and he's also, yeah, so it's that. So we're running into a couple of things because of that. There's some rules around the date in which it can be sold.
Okay.
And so there's some stuff that came around about that. So it's like, everything's a little bit pretzel-like right now, Like
that's the eclipses I told you when you went into this. Yeah.
Exactly. So, but things seem to be going good. Like we're continuing to feel like this is positive. Things are gonna most likely happen. So I'm excited about it. I was really thinking I was gonna start doing this house hunting thing next year. But all of a sudden it got put into this year. So here I am.
Well, I'm excited for you. And you know, Saturn's strong. It's in your fifth house. It's, you know, it's just turning, it's going to turn direct soon. So, you know, and you're running, Mercury Saturn and, you know, so you're running the subcycle of Saturn, mm-hmm. the planet that rules, you know, home for you, rules your mind as well. So, and it's under the eclipse pattern. So it's been with Rahu. So, you know, you branching out in that direction is completely understandable. I'm really glad that you actually are doing this now. You're going to go into, you're going to go into the cycle of the mystic in June of 2025, which is actually not that far away. You're kind of feeling that. So you're going, you know, you're getting a little bit more minimalistic. It's going to be a little bit more of a, you know, potentially retreat period of time for you, a little bit more intuitive psychic period of time for you. So anyway, I think that it's mm-hmm. awesome. You're downsizing a bit, you know, I think it's all really in alignment. And, you know, just keep holding, as I'm similar as I'm talking to Rebecca, this is a time to really, you know, hold the vision, you know, and understand that timelines mm-hmm. can get bumped, and that is what it is, but you're going to, you're riding the wave,
right.
but you're not letting go of the vision.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that really seems to hit home the whole idea of holding the vision. Like that's my job.
That's your job. That is
keep holding the vision. And yeah, that's my job.
The rest is just like, you know, chitta, it's mind chatter.
I'm doing my
just,
meditation. Yeah, exactly. And I've been doing great with my meditation. I've been enjoying the different things that you've created and stuff, and so I appreciate that. And that's kind of where I'm at. There.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did also send out.
That's enough to keep me.
Absolutely. We have a little lag time. Sorry, I don't mean to talk over you. We're just having a little lag time. It's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Anything else, Karen?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
anything that is of importance for me and insight in this whole process. I mean, I guess what you're saying, I'm just going to keep going with that. So that's kind of where I'm at, and just kind of holding the reins. I just holding the reins and just keeping on, so to speak.
You know, that's a great analogy of holding the reins, because I'm a horse girl. So, you know, in holding the reins, you have to have you have to be guiding, but you don't want to do that all tight. You also have to go with the flow and be artistic about mm-hmm. how you're doing that. But, you know, you have to see that trail ahead and see where, you know, see where the destination is. So I like that analogy for you. And hang on, I'm just looking at one other thing here. Hang on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, all good. So this planetary lineup of the eclipses is, you know, this is the last, we just had the last solar eclipse. It's kind of a transitional eclipse. And then we're having the eclipse on the 28th. And for you, that is happening in your seventh house. That's, you know, partnership and such. But I just want to say mm-hmm. for everyone, and I will be putting out the lunar eclipse update sooner than later. But there's a big planetary lineup going on with that. So everyone just know that communication's a little bit agitated, and it's going to heighten over this next couple of weeks, because we've got Mercury the communicator, we've got Mars the Honorable Warrior, we've got K2, the mystic, lining up with the eclipses. So that when the eclipse happens, so they're all three lined up. So they're a bit agitated right now. So communication with Mars and Mercury, you know, good for business, not with the mystic. It's just a bit hot, fiery, agitated. People are on edge a bit. So just know that. Okay. And, and then, you know, we've got Jupiter's with the eclipse pattern as well. And then of course, once it does happen on the lunar eclipse, it'll be the sun and the moon. So it's a little bit agitated, emotional period of time coming up. So just everybody keep that in mind and just take a chill pill. Just, you know, lunar eclipses are more about the emotion that comes up and the feeling and, you know, just other people. And yeah, just give yourself some space, stay with your spiritual practice and let this wave kind of come through. But everybody really watch your, you know, breathe before you speak, watch your communication, watch your sort of your reactions, or, you know, stay away from potentially heated conversations if you can, or if you know that, you know, you need to have that big conversation, let's wait on that till November. Okay.
Actually, one last thing. Is the 31st, is there anything I need to know about the 31st, since that's supposedly going to be that's what the closing date is supposed to be. Okay,
let me check that out for you. Hang on a second. Okay, the 31st. We still have that planetary lineup going on, meaning that when does that actually move? Okay, so on the 31st, we still got that. You know, it's actually, I mean, we've got that planetary lineup going on. Your planet though is in Leo. Leo is your 11th house, which is a good place for it. It's a house of gains. It's a good place, and it's going to be there, and it won't go into your 12th house until, the first. So, no, I see you feeling pretty strong and confident, Karen. So just roll with it. You're doing good.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for all of your support. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. Ted, do you want to hop on and say hello? You have anything?
Yeah, let me get mic and video on. Okay. I'm here.
Hi, Ted.
So maybe you can ask me questions, because otherwise I'll just buzz around.
Okay,
but first of all, I want to apologize for my kind of smart aleck comment about the cloud rather than being here. It was up there. It was
okay.
A joke.
Right.
It was a joke.
It's all right. Okay. So I said, I don't think you've met Rebecca. Rebecca's one of our Sacred Wolf coaches. She's been around for a long, 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 long time. We're grateful to have Rebecca around. Ted, is there anything that you're wanting, just like anything specific right now? You have a session tomorrow by Rebecca, but anything specific right now you want to have any direction on? Just tune in for
Wow.
me.
Wow.
And if you don't, that's okay too, but go ahead.
I do. I definitely do. I just need to focus, narrow it into something.
You get one thing here, okay? Tomorrow you get me all. You get me for a whole hour. Okay.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you. I guess it was Karen. I wasn't tracking. Who was talking about getting stuff done, and I'm really making progress with that.
Great.
Which is, you know, that good feeling of woof that just opened up some space for me.
Good.
So I'm kind of checking that box.
Excellent.
But my mind is maybe my next. Oops.
It's okay whether you're on video or not. Just go ahead and talk to me.
No, I'm sorry. My son just
no
called.
Oh, okay.
Son just tried to call me.
No worries.
Bummer. I'll call him back. Hopefully he'll be available. So I've been like, boy, it's amazing. Like all these childhood memories that I didn't even remember that I had are coming back in more and more detail. It's like a slideshow, like little snapshots. And for some reason, I've been lately stuck in the basement of the home I was raised in, kind of looking around. And also, my mother's parents' home a little bit. And it's very, very insightful because I'm just getting insights and understandings about, you know, my family of origin. But
that's great. It's a,
and I think I, Voxered you about this. And so as I put it, I'm kind of trying to surf it and not get stuck on anything. And most
which
of
is
them,
good, which is good.
I know. And I had the a few times the realization, I don't need life repair. I don't know if I ever need auditing again because it's so much faster and straight to the point. But there's one trauma in particular. I felt like it was a magnet trying to suck me in, and I just had to, like, I struggled, but I just put my foot down, like, no, I'm not ready to go there.
Good.
And you put it on back burner, and it'll, when I'm ready, then we'll deal with it.
But I just want to say that that's great that you realize that you actually have some command over that.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's liberating.
I was struggling, like, oh, please, God, make it stop. And I said, no, I'm going to make it stop. So let's see what else.
Good for you. So that's a win. Thanks for sharing that. That's a good win.
Yeah. And you really have helped me a lot, so much. So I appreciate you for that.
You're welcome.
So relationships, I don't know how much, I don't want to digress too much, but
yeah, let's not digress too much, you know, because this is a community
right.
call. But
so why don't you ask me one last yeah. specific question, and then
okay, what's the number one thing you want to share with me about relationships? Where have you been more successful about that recently?
Oh God, it's so much better if I just trust that if I'm authentic and real and drop my shticks.
Yeah.
And also, like, just honor them and let them, you know, in Hubbard's terms, grant beingness rather than like, oh, they're judging me, so I have to judge them because blah, blah, blah. Just like drop all that and just be there and allow them to be who they are and actually be grateful for it. Does that make any sense?
Totally. Makes total sense. Makes total sense. No, that's great. And I'll just share with you a little bit about, you know, this, the eclipse pattern that we're in, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow, is just that, you know, you have the same ascendant, different, very different charts, but you have the same ascendant as Karen. So these eclipses are really hitting you, pretty hard, but it's good. You're like, you know, you're watching the show, you know, and hey, Tina, you're watching the show and you're doing the work. And so the fact that you're having these memories come up, that's completely normal during this time. And I like the way that you're handling them. You're getting the insight, journal about that, but you're also knowing when to say, yeah, I don't have to go there. I don't have to entertain that right now. You know, some of it you may never need to, you know, and some of it, you know, there may be a time for. So anyway, I just want to just celebrate you for that.
Thanks. Can I just add one more thing?
Sure.
All right. So I'm beginning, this has always been like in my intellect, but never actualized. And that is to be able to um, put my awareness or allow my awareness to go not only in my body, in my five senses and my five, or outside my five senses, inside with my whatever subtle senses. And it's, if the more I can do that, the more freedom I feel. Like I can just tune into that sound
beautiful.
In my, or like realize, oh wait, that's a thought, that's a memory, that's imagination, and just witness it.
Beautiful. That's great. So, that's liberating. Good job. Good work.
Thank you.
Good work. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. And just really good work. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tina. Hello, darling. Good to see you. You want to hop on and say hi? You're muted. You want me to ask you? I'll ask you to unmute. There you go.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
I'm actually sort of working. So I'm completely out of the context. But
you are the context, my dear. You are my context. You are the context.
Well, I'm just glad that I can tune in a little bit live. So
yeah, absolutely. So just anything you want to celebrate or anything that you're kind of working with, you want a little help with?
Well, I know that you mentioned that communications are going to be mixed up.
Yep.
So anything in particular that I can do to avoid such things, or in what way?
Yeah.
The usual Mercury retrograde ways.
No. I'm just pulling up your chart too as I'm
thank you
talking with you. Okay. Communication could be contentious. So, Mars and Mercury are partying with the mystic, the K2, the south node of the moon, with the eclipse pattern. So, a little frustrating. Things could get misunderstood very easily, and people could be, yourself or others, could be reactive. And that'll get heightened as we get towards the 28th, the eclipse on the 28th. So, and then for you in particular, that could show up a little bit more with friends, brothers and sisters type relationships. Uh-huh. And that's kind of the big one, because that's kind of where that's hanging out in your third house, where that would be. So just watch, you know, take a breath before you watch your reactions, be in a response mode. Okay.
So try and make sure that I'm being neutral or expressing myself, from the heart.
Yes, exactly. And so, and to do that, you need to be in your practice.
Kind of a wake up call.
Okay. Tell me what your wake up call was.
Well, I was out with a tour group, and I realized I was not communicating clearly. I, you know, offended one of the young woke people. I was like, so anyway, but that was already 2 weeks ago. So I've already been like trying to watch myself, but I felt myself being unnecessarily frustrated already talking today. So anyway. And then toward the 28th, I'm actually going back over to for another course with the vocal sound healing.
Yeah.
So I'll be kind of in the healing, in a new mix of healing people. So getting to know each other and working together. So I'll just tread softly.
Yeah, you know, the thing about a lunar, and I'll put the lunar eclipse out, update out, beginning of the week, but The thing about the lunar eclipse, though, that's where the word lunatic comes from. And so it's just really an intensely emotional period of time. So sometimes it's not even you so much, but it's the other people. So just give your, you know, practice your bubble space, practice good energetic boundaries, make sure you're in your spiritual practice just in general so that you're calm, cool, grounded, and collected, and know when you need to pull back from other people.
Yes. Okay. Will do. Yeah, I can't think of anything else that I am grappling with at the minute. I'm just doing my best before that course starts on the 28th, and I'll be leaving a few days before, and I'm just trying to really power through the cleanup that I've been talking about for so long at my home. And I have been getting a lot of that done. And then of course the handyman is supposedly supposed to fix some stuff, but I don't know if that's going to happen because, you know, it's always more complicated than you think. But anyway.
And how was your last trip? Cause I think the last time I saw you were going on your last trip. I've seen you on the Healing Circle, but I haven't seen you in one of these calls since then. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I'm so embarrassed that I just...
Don't be embarrassed. I'm not here to shame you, darling. I'm just trying to catch up with you.
Right. I appreciate it very, very much. Well, that Scotland trip was definitely a breakthrough, in many, many ways. And, so it was just magical, and I had some psychic surgery done while I was there.
Cool.
And we were just in all these really cool places, and it's like I just want to go back. I mean, a lot of places I go, you know, I want to go back, but that was just, it was crazy how cool it was in certain places. So, and I never
awesome.
I just didn't realize. So I'm starting to get more ready, and I feel like I hope I'm not wasting people's time, but I just went to a class reunion, and I actually opened my big mouth about my new healing identity, and I had a lot of really like good responses, like encouraging.
Awesome. Good.
So I feel like I am making that transition, just in terms of like actually having anyone come into my space. That's not happening until it's cleaned up, or renting a new space. You know, I might not be doing that until next year.
Okay. But you're in process. And, you know, when you came into the program, you were not in process. And so, you know, everything happens at your own pace. Okay. And as you well know, a lot of times it's a lot of the inner work before it's the outer work. But what I'm hearing is you're in process. So I want you to keep celebrating yourself. The fact that you are moving forward, you're moving forward at your pace, and you are checking off some of your boxes. And, it's never a straight line. It looks like it should be, but it never is.
No. Yeah, and I knew it had to come from the inside out. I mean, I knew I had to feel it inside before, you know, I was inviting anyone. So it'll be fine. And yeah, and at least I informed my boyfriend today.
Good job. I was going to wondering how that went. Okay. Cause that was the last conversation we had. Yes.
Getting along well and everything, you know, like my cat has been having problems. You know, I apparently have two minor aneurysms on my scan. So, you know, that's going through my head/obviously heart. But it's okay. It's all okay.
All right. So just with the energy the way it is, and again, listen to the update when it comes out. And if you haven't listened to the solar eclipse update, it's still very applicable. So make sure you listen to it. It's just a tumultuous period of time, and November is going to settle down considerably. You are going to be traveling. I like that you're not traveling the day of the eclipse. You're traveling a little before. That's great. Give yourself extra time anywhere you can. Time to just have a minute, you know, time to whether something, you know, unexpected comes up that you need to deal with. Whenever we have a little bit more time, things aren't as stressful.
Yes.
So just pad yourself with a little bit more time.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Because, hey, if you've got another 5 minutes, just meditate for 5 minutes or breathe or just get present or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when you're doing something new and different, you know, there's a part of you that's already there figuring stuff out, and it lets you catch up with yourself, you know?
Well, I've been really, you know, it's funny how, well, I don't feel like consciously I'm worried about that scan as much as I'm just trying to tune in with my body. And sometimes I've been feeling like some, like I feel like it's heartburn. And then I was like, okay, I had to schedule a massage. This was last Monday, not this past Monday. And, you know, I just got a Groupon, and then turned out she did Reiki too. And it was definitely energetic as opposed to physical, you know? So as soon as that Reiki was done, I didn't have that feeling. So it's like my solar plexus is trying to tell me something. So I don't know if you have a comment to that.
Yeah. A couple of things, which is your will.
Okay.
Which is your will, and you probably, just maybe you need some digestive enzymes too. Just, you know, heartburn is that top sphincter of your stomach and the acid coming up, you know, and which.
Yeah. It's not actually heartburn, but it's just a tightness.
I hear you. I feel it. I'm in there. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, you're in there. Okay.
So you might want to just on a very practical level, try some digestive enzymes. But it's your will, and you know, either the world is willing us around, or we are willing the world around. But we don't want to be pushing too much with the masculine, and we don't want to be pushing boulders uphill. So I'm getting the sense you need to get even more in your flow of the feminine. And I know you're getting a lot of shit done, and that's fine. Okay. But, you know, just do your best to stay out of grindy, pushy energy. Okay.
Yes.
And you have Mars return going on right now in your chart. It's with the eclipse pattern. So it's pretty aggravated right now. So that can be driving you, and your planet is there as well, which isn't the strongest place for your planet, the sun. The sun is a little debilitated in Libra. So you know, you may not feel as strong. So you might be, you know, maybe pushing a little too hard. So there's a little of that going on. So just watch that. There is a module on the chakras in the member site, and it's in the I think it's in the second section. This foundation momentum. I think it's in the momentum or expansion. But anyway, there's a couple of chakra trainings in there, and then there is a really powerful practice in there, or meditation, that is, well, there's actually two. There's one that's a 40-minute balancing your chakras meditation, which is super, super useful. Then there's also a clearing process that isn't 40 minutes, but it's a clearing process that is incredibly profound around the chakras, and it'll guide you to, you know, you may want to go in there and work on the third chakra, but it'll also guide you to that. And my clients that have, and Rebecca was just on, she just hopped off, but she's been with us for years. She's one of our coaches. And she was just saying, she just dove back into this. She's done this lots of times, where she's gone in and done that for like a week or 2 weeks, that clearing process every day. And it's really interesting to see what comes up and what layers clear, and then you go to the next layer. So you may want to dive into that, download, you know, have that available, you know, and do some of that chakra clearing and focus in on that third chakra.
Yes, because it seems to be revisiting me. So yeah, and I really like the piece about the feminine as a way to be during this time, as the way of being my best self or balancing the Mars.
Yeah, and we're in Navratri right now, which I didn't do it this year. Last year I did the 9 days with everyone at the Navratri, but it's the festival of Durga's energy, and it's really the festival of the Divine Mother. So it's just, you know, we have to remember that it's, you know, the feminine works very powerfully, but also works very powerfully from the heart and from flow, you know, as opposed to from might. So yeah, and I know you're accomplishing a lot, and there's a balance in that, you know, but just be a little more generous with the feminine side of yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
Great to see you. I look forward to hearing how your trip was when you get back. Okay.
Likewise.
Okay. And okay. If you're not around for the Full Moon Healing Circle on that day, of course, you'll get the recording for it, and you can do it whenever. Okay, it's on the 28th. So anyway, you'll get the replay of it.
Yeah, that'll be that night. So or wait, sorry,
where you're it's 8 hours ahead, so it's late for European time.
Oh, thank you. Right, correct.
Yeah. So anyway, actually, I'm not. I'm doing it at noon. So it'll be 8 p.m. European time. As far as that goes. But anyway, okay. You'll get an email.
Well, there
you'll
might be potential. Back. I'll do my best.
Yeah, but I'm just reminding you, you'll get the replay, do the replay at some point, because, you know, I'm always doing all the you know, all the clearing work. So anyway, it doesn't matter if you're there that day or afterwards. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay. All right, my dears. Totally a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you all very, very soon. And yeah, much love to all of you. Okay. Bye-bye.